The Hits Radio.
Playing at the O2 is crazy. It's awesome. It's a very big place. I mean, we're just like so lucky to get the opportunity to play with Taylor Swift, such a big artist. So it's crazy. Yeah.
We want some gossip as well, Tristan. What's it like hanging out with Taylor backstage? Have you seen much of her backstage?
Yeah. We watched the Super Bowl with her the other night, and it was awesome. We just hung out a little bit. She's so cool, and she's just a normal person. So it's just really nice to hang out, and it's like a breath of fresh air for someone, you know, so famous to be so normal. So it's great.
And I think it's James as well that was saying that he is mad into Taylor Swift. He's famously a massive Swiftie. Has he managed to keep his cool?
I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, he's keeping it cool. He's obviously a big fan of Taylor, and he loves her music and stuff. So I guess that, yeah, he's just playing it cool. They'll have a proper conversation, hopefully, later. So it'd be cool.
And same for you as well. Have you managed to keep it cool? No embarrassing moments in front of her yet?
Well, James has got the best wingman in town. So, I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, just trying to play my part and be the best wingman I can. So I'm just trying it for James.
What does being James as a wingman involve?
I don't know. Sometimes James, yeah, freezes. So we have to do the conversation talking, you know. So seeing things like that and just, you know, mentioning that James has a very nice smile. And I don't know. Yeah.
Good tactic. And have you guys got much on your rider backstage then? Are you properly milking it?
No, we're not. We don't ask for that much. And we only ask for what we need, really. Like, you know, drinks, Red Bull, fruit, I don't know, crisps, whatever you got to eat. And yeah, it's good because the catering here is amazing. It's so good. Never had anything like it. It's like amazing. So,
and I bet you've got a pretty special dressing room as well, right?
Well, we actually have like two dressing rooms. This is very kind of them to give us. So that was really nice. And we just like kind of spread out. We do lunges and we, you know, we stretch the yoga at like, you know, just an hour before we go on stage, just get warmed up.
Wicked.
But it's great. It's great. Yeah, it's such a nice venue, and backstage is like really, really big. So it's awesome.
The Hits Radio.
The other night we saw a stage invader as well on stage. Last time that you guys were on the show with us, we went through some scenarios that Taylor Swift might encounter on tour to see how you would react to them. One of them was the potential that Kanye West might invade stage and what you would do. It wasn't Kanye West, but it was a stage invader. Tristan, where were you?
I was backstage. I mean, I missed it. We watched Taylor's whole set a couple of days ago, and it was amazing. It was so cool. But I didn't see the stage invader because that was the other night when we played the first night. So was it good? Did you see it?
It was what with the stage invader?
Yeah.
As stage invasions go, it was good. He handed a note to Taylor, which was quite impressive.
Oh, that's okay.
Have you no idea what might be on that note?
Oh, probably like, you know, follow me, we love you.
Yeah, the standard sort of stuff. We've seen quite a lot of special guests pop up on stage. So I think Sam Smith was there the other night, and Ed Sheeran as well.
Yeah.
And I guess you guys have been hanging out with them backstage. Who have you spotted?
Yeah. We hung out with Ed a bit, and we watched both of them perform. Me and Brad went to see Sam Smith at the end, competition, like one of his gigs in London the other day, and that was really cool. That was cool to hang out. And, I mean, they're both awesome people. You know, Ed Sheeran's just completely taken over the world, and Sam Smith's about to, so, you know, it's all good.
And is there any other famous faces knocking about backstage as well?
There's Danny from, I've forgotten the band name, God, it's like one of my favourite names, The Script, God.
Oh, The Script, okay.
I had a brain block there, yeah. The Script are here today, so that should be cool.
Oh, wicked. Might we see them on stage at some point?
Oh, maybe, you know. The ways and sing.
And you perform your new song as well, called Last Night. How's that been going down?
That was really fun to play. It's one of the songs we wrote a couple months ago, and it was really cool to just play it out. And it's the less rehearsed one out of the set, so we're just getting to grips with it. And literally the first time we played it in the O2 was about the fifth time we rehearsed it, so you know, we're kind of getting to grips with it still, but it's nice to put a new song in our set.
Good, I bet that feels good. I bet that feels really good. Mike, it's been so nice hanging out. Thank you very much for chatting to us and bringing us the gossip from backstage. Look after James, okay?
I will, don't worry. We got his back.
Take care of him. We'll speak to you again soon, man.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
The Hits Radio.